The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
From the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios at the clubs at Houston Oaks, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5.
We'll get back to the mic when we're ready, RJ. Okay.
Well, you're on the phone with your wife. No, he don't care.
Okay.
RJ,
let's play
don't care.
Chicken. Let's see how long we can
okay.
not do a show.
Let's see, RJ. We'll play chicken, all right, before you start talking on the mic. RJ, how's your producer show going on the weekends?
I like it. I mean, you know, me, myself, Sean Mapes, and Brian McDonald, we're on Sundays from 10 to 12. It's really been fun, you know, just to be able to give our thoughts from, you know, going from behind the glass now to where you guys sit.
I hear, who's on the board when you guys are doing that?
Josh Chevy.
Oh, okay. So you guys are actually just the three of you in the studio, and Josh
Andrew,
is on the board.
Does Andrew do the show too, or no?
Andrew and Joe do their show on a Saturday.
Oh, it's the separate one.
And that's you guys right. do that's Sunday. Right. So you're a 6 day a week guy working. I mean, you're putting it out there.
And
aren't
he and after the show, he's actually still there, grinding.
No, I know.
Unlike you, me and RJ are still there.
Yeah, well, RJ sticks around sniffing around interns.
He doesn't. He's teaching them how to work. He teaches them how to do stuff. I've never seen someone do less and fire more arrows at people. Every producer, intern, they all catch it. You talked about Mary's mom, one of our interns. Like, how's your mom, Mary?
What's that supposed to mean? I just wanted to know, because I met her mom, and then I wanted to marry. How's your mom doing? Yeah, that's all.
You are legitimately the worst. I can't believe this is ever a question about who was the worst.
No, I'm the best. Did you ever say hello to Mary's mom? No. I'm a nice guy.
You just said RJ Snip. RJ's the hardest working producer we've ever had, which, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just saying. That's all I'm
RJ's
saying.
The hardest working producer we've had. Is that true?
Yeah.
Was
by
he
far.
Up against much?
By far. No.
The
I mean, that's
wasn't
a low
set.
Bar.
In all of our years.
Brett, starting with
going
Rusty,
all the way to Chris.
Chris yeah, Jones. Yeah, no. I mean.
All the way. It's a low bar, but you far exceeded it.
Yes,
you
RJ.
You far exceeded it.
Hardest
RJ.
Working producer
That's
we
right.
ever had.
That's right.
Okay.
And keep he actually teaches work. Interns how to do stuff. Well, like our interns are actually.
Didn't I say that?
Yeah, our interns
more
are actually.
More or less, didn't I say that?
Less. Not more. So we did talk about. So the Astros won yesterday. Good start for Hunter Brown. It was nice to
it
see Hunter Brown.
It was a nice start for Hunter Brown.
It was nice to see Hunter Brown.
How about him getting those ground ball double plays?
Very big. Very big to get out of those situations because that's been the kind of stuff that's been, you know, he's had good stuff and then had rough innings because he's kind of gotten nickeled and dimed at times, and then he's had trouble finding the strike zone. And yesterday was a good, was an excellent case of Hunter Brown, I think, controlling the game. He was in control yesterday, I thought. Dubon had a home run, another couple of hits for Jose Abreu. That's a big deal because he's got multiple hits. He has two hits in four of his last five games, which he deserves that praise. He gets a lot of heat. He deserves the praise that he's been hitting lately, and that's great. He's not hitting for a lot of power, but he has had three home runs in the last, you know, I don't know, three home runs in the last 3 weeks. So maybe a little less than that. So that's good. It's a positive sign.
All kinds of positive signs.
You also have, you also have, and Dubon played some shortstop. So it's nice seeing a player who can play second, short, outfield. Like you've got,
you play every position.
You fully got your Aledmys Diaz, which is nice. I remember the talk about, you know, remember when it was just Dubon was your center fielder and David Hensley was going to be your potential Aledmys Diaz. It's nice to see that Dubon is, because there's more at-bats for guys like that.
Yeah.
There's more at-bats for a guy like Dubon, because Jake Myers and Chaz and Jolks, those guys are all trying to get their time in there. And if Michael Brantley ever comes back, then Jolks probably dries up. I don't think he's – because it ain't going to be Jake Myers. It ain't going to be – Jake and Chaz are still going to be on the squad. I think Corey Jolks is the guy who will be odd man out, even though he's had his moments.
I don't know. I think Corey Jolks is going to be here, if you want to know the truth.
Then who is that odd man out? It
Salazar.
Ain't going to be – well, yeah. But, I mean, when Michael
Kessinger.
When Michael, yeah, but when Michael Brantley gets back, are
Kessinger
they going to keep
was out.
Brant? Are they going to keep Brantley, Jolks, Yordan, Dubon, Chaz, Tucker, Jake? I mean, we're to seven outfielders now.
Well, what Dubon can play both.
Yeah,
you know? And so I mean, I don't think actually he'll probably be a guy that switches around in the infield. And I think I tell you, and Dusty even hinted at it, that the guy has to be on the field. Dubon has got to be on the field, and you know what? I can't blame him. Well, you know, he should be on the field the way that he's hit this year.
He's got a little pop,
the way
too.
He took over.
You know, when he's pulling the ball, he can – in Crawford boxes, he knows how to – he can bang some out from time to time.
Yeah.
He's got a little pop. He's I remember one time he had a shot like a rocket up off the embankment. So, he's got a little pop in the back.
Yep. And big ups to Jake Myers making that catch last night that Hunter was – pumped. I know you don't see a guy scream like that, but that was a really nice catch.
And we didn't talk about this because it happened over the weekend when the Astros won 6-4. Did you see how many that they had, like six stolen bases that game?
Yeah.
Dusty went old school and had everyone running.
I think they got – well, Tucker just run. Right. Tucker's got 10, I think, now.
But
he just goes. He's just
– Jolks had a couple.
When he ain't watching him, when the pitcher's not paying attention, man, he is running.
Tucker?
Yeah.
No, he's got a
not
great
only him,
success,
but they were
right?
running all over.
They're running all over. Yeah, that clearly was just scouting report on catcher, but
yeah.
Or pitcher. A lot of times it's actually pitcher, but and you know now with rules about how often you can throw over to first, that is going to be a benefit for teams who want to run a little bit. So it kind of caught my eye because. If you can run, Dusty may start to – and he's an old-school guy. I mean, he played in the 70s and 80s. Dusty may kick it up a little bit and start attacking a little bit more on the bases. I know from an analytics standpoint, it's not something that's looked upon favorably. I don't know if things have changed with Dana Brown there. I don't know if it's just simply a matter of, you know, Dusty had a great matchup where they decided they were going to run. But you do have some guys in Dubon, Altuve. I still think Altuve can run. Jeremy Pena, obviously, Jolks, Kyle Tucker. The Astros can get active on the bases if they want to. Once again, I recognize from an analytics-driven standpoint, it's not something that's typically looked upon favorably, but I also think that it can be an extremely favorable situation if you've got a pitcher who doesn't do a very good job at getting to the plate. Or if you've got a below average catcher, why not take advantage?
Ew, absolutely.
Especially for a team that listen, this is not an offense that just bangs the ball out of the park nonstop like when it was Crush City, and they are inconsistent producing runs. You may have to do a little bit more of that this year.
Yep. Let's get Pena in here. He wants to talk about golf, but everybody does. Everybody
yeah,
wants
yeah,
to talk
yeah,
golf.
Absolutely.
What's up, Pena?
How's it going, guys? Hey, I want to ask real quick. y'all asking about schedules. What's the schedule for the disc golf championship or league or whatever y'all call it? And, John, I got a question for you. I have a nephew, he's 10 years old, and he wants to learn how to play disc golf. So I want to tell him how to play golf instead. What should I do? Should I hand him a beer or something so he can play golf more than disc golf? Thank you. Have a great day.
So you either hand him beer or weed. And if he chooses weed, he's disc golf.
If he's disc golf.
Beer, he's golf. Is that what he's saying?
Yeah, pretty much, I think. I mean, that's your what he's people, saying. Yeah, they're all a bunch of hippies.
No, yeah. Not really, but there are some. I mean, if you go to Colorado, it looks exactly like you would think it is.
Yeah.
I went and played disc golf there a couple times. I was like, guys, it's not a stereotype if it's true.
Dude, when I was in college, we go in a quad, stoned, and we throw frisbees. That's what you did, okay?
I can't believe
you didn't hit golf balls off of the patty. Some guys did, but I didn't play golf then, which was that's on me. But everybody played frisbee when they were stoned. So it's a stoner. It's a stoner league. You have to be stoned if you want to play. If the kid would rather smoke weed, he's going to be a disc golfer. If he'd rather drink beer, if he wants Coors Light, then he can play. You know what? He can be on my foursome.
I'm trying to find some.
Depending on his age. I wouldn't start a kid drinking beer until 13.
Yeah.
That's just me. I started younger.
Yeah.
I wouldn't advise that. 13 is a good time to start.
And since you decided to ask the question, now you get the answer. Don't ask questions you don't want the answer to. The Lone Star Disc, they present the Rumble in Rangertown Armory Disc Golf Gold Tier at McDade Park in Conroe. That's going to be taking place August 5th, Pena. So you can get tickets there. Actually, a cool front's expected then.
And August?
Yep.
Okay.
One of those August cool fronts.
Uh-huh. We got a lot of those. That happens all the time. August cold front. What about these guys? How nice they are. Did you see your bag?
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
Yeah, you got shirts. You got hats. You got a glove bag, actually.
Hey, they gave me two bags.
No, one's for Todd.
Oh.
He never showed up, so I don't think he's going to get it. Okay? I'm not sure he's going to get it.
Huh.
All right? So there is that. 713-780-3776. If you need a schedule, Gilbert started that second segment of the morning. Gilbert asked us what the Astros schedule was, so we're doing that all day here on the show. You know what? You need to call the Joel and Jeremy. And ask
the
them.
Killer Bees.
So, yeah, Killer Bees, ask them what schedule. Paul, you know what? Call into the show.
God,
ask them
so
what's
much.
What,
did he ask for statistics? Of
the Dash schedule.
Stuff like that? Yeah.
You know, could you guys give me an update on when the Dash are playing? Or, you know, there's all kinds of schedules that
we can't trick those guys because a lot of times they'll listen. Like, Paul listens coming in.
Yeah.
So he's probably listening right now. We can't, have people do farm
I'm not
animals.
Tricking him. I'm not tricking anything. It's a schedule day. Gilbert started it today. What schedule? Any schedule that you want? Ask the Wheelhouse Boys. They've got access to. By the way, not today, but tomorrow they're actually going to be on the road. The summer circuit continues this week. Hitting the road twice Thursday. The Killer Bees and the Wheelhouse will broadcast from City Center Plaza from 12 until 7, and then we'll be at East River 9 on Friday. Starting with us all the way through Wheelhouse. Come hang out, meet your favorite personalities. And oh, by the way,
it's the East River 9, see?
East River 9, go make your tea time right now and come and see us in the morning. And you know what? We got all kinds of prizes all summer long on the ESPN 97.5 summer circuit. So good stuff. Good stuff there. 713-780-3776. I think, you don't have to call us anymore about schedules. You can call the other shows.
Yeah, call the other shows.
Absolutely. Call the other shows.
They definitely have interest in that.
Yeah, no. And if you want to make some kind of an animal noise, you can do that too.
Well, I would recommend it.
Yes. Highly recommend it.
I would recommend rooster noises,
right, frankly.
That's typically what.
Hey, what's the Dash schedule coming up? Cock-a-doodle-doo!
Or just light up the whole phone lines and just do your favorite farm animals. We've done that before.
No, that's fun.
To shows.
That's just shows loved it, too.
How are we not getting into the Radio Hall of Fame?
I don't know.
I mean, show me another show that would put, that would literally go up against their other shows with farm animal noises and try to ruin their shows.
So
not ruin.
That whole thing, that's like a blue check mark to me. I really don't care. I really, really
now,
don't
you
care
know,
if
I let
ever...
my, you know, I let my blue check mark slide off. I ain't paying for it.
Yeah.
Plus, so many of them are just douchebags. Now it's all douchebags.
All douchebags.
If you have blue check now,
you're a D-bag.
You're a guy who just, like, was always wanting to have it, and you...
Now you're paying
you
for
ought
it.
You ought to see. Look, to be honest with you, if I would almost pay to be able to edit my tweets, because when I had that, I screwed up a video, so I had to pay for Twitter Blue during the playoffs last year because I wanted to get this tweet right, and I had screwed it up during the playoffs. And so I'm like, I just put, how to edit tweets. And there's a feature where you can. What turned out, I had it for free, and I had it for free for a month, and then I deleted it before I had to pay anything.
Right.
And it was the Twitter Blue thing. I would love to be able to – 60% of my tweets I have either – I'll go too fast when I type it. Like, I've typed in so many words over the last 9 years because of writing draft profiles. Like,
right.
I've typed in more words than probably anybody on the planet. And sometimes my muscle memory, I'll start typing something like, I can't put receive. Like, I can't type receive. It's automatically receiver. It's my hands just go ER. It so I'll have some misspellings or some misworded, and I wish I could go back and edit it. But now they make you pay. Twitter Blue lets you, or they let you have super long ones for Twitter Blue. The people with blue check marks now are, before they were just in your face, bombastic, holier than thou. It got to be where they considered themselves better than everybody. I always thought was just, you know, it's stupid. Like my kids, you're verified, Dad. And I would tell them, it doesn't matter if you're verified. It doesn't matter how many followers
you
have.
Well, it does, because whenever I put something out there, you don't even have a blue check mark.
Yeah, that's true. And then my agent got me verified on, without even telling me, on Instagram. I didn't want to be verified on Instagram. I put pictures of burgers and vacation trips. Like, I don't even do anything football related on Instagram. Or sports radio.
Well, you're verified, though. So
he's
whatever
like, "Hey, Lance,
say,
I saw you weren't Instagram, so I got you Insta. Or I saw you weren't verified, so I got you verified. Oh, great. Thanks.
No, that's excellent. That's excellent. So you're verified now. You're a D-bag. Congratulations, Julian.
Well, on Instagram, we're people who are of substance and matter. It's on Twitter that they're bad.
Julian has a schedule question. Hey, Julian.
Hey guys, I'm tapping into my inner Gilbert. I would love to know the schedule for the Rancho Cucamonga Cracker Killers. Thanks, guys.
The Rancho Cucamonga what?
Cracker Killers.
Cracker Killers? Do you have that?
I don't. It's not. My website's not working.
The internet went down?
No.
All right. You know what? You need to call one of the later shows, the Gallant Show.
Please do.
Or the Killer Bees. Love that. I think Jeremy might do play-by-play for them. So you need to call one of those shows, and you'll get that Rancho Cucamonga killer whatever.
Yep.
So get that. Call one of the Raiders later shows. That's great. All right, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, Craig DeSurf wants to get in here right now.
Craig DeSurf should want to. He has been a part of Houston radio for years and years. I remember when we started at 1560, he was one of the first advertisers before I was even on the air. He was into the show, on the show, and I did something for him. John did something for him. I've stayed doing things with Craig DeSurf the entire time because I just think I like the guy a lot. I like people who work with him, including Rick Drenner. And he's got a lot of people who've come over with him from when he was with David Taylor. The family sold that company. It became something that Craig just wasn't comfortable with. He likes to have family owned. He likes it to where it's not about pressuring the sales staff. He likes it where, you know, you're in control of it. He likes a down home atmosphere. And he found what he calls his cornfield and Camelot in the cornfields out in Angleton. He wasn't sure he wanted to ever go out to Angleton. He'd always been in the city. They said, hey, we want you to come out here and take over ours. He's like, I'll come check it out. And he said he fell in love instantly. And now when you go out there, it's the same people all the time, same service staff, same sales staff. There's low, low, low turnover because people are happy. They're happy working there. They're happy shopping there. Whether you're purchasing a car or you're leasing a car, I promise you they will do everything in their power to get you every dollar you have coming to you at dealer discounts and with every program that they have available. And if they don't have the right deal for you, they'll just have you wait until they do have the right deal for you. That's the way they do business in Angleton. That's the way they do business at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
To shop online, go to LanceZCars.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, doing just enough not to get fired.
Looks like you've been missing a lot of work lately.
I wouldn't say I've been missing it, Bob.
The Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios at the clubs at Houston Oaks. Here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance and you at 713-780-3776, whatever you want to talk about, you are more than willing to. Come on in, hang out with us here on the show. We are live at Houston Oaks for the Texas Golf Association State Amateur. And it's going to be happening all weekend long. There's all kinds of golf opportunities for you if you are somebody that wants to start. How about youth on course? Just $5 for kids to play. They're trying to get kids involved. So if you're somebody, a dad, mom, you really can't afford it, but you want your kids to get going with golf, I mean, this is the way to do it. They go to TXGA.org, TXGA.org, and find out how you can get your kids started at just $5. And they picked up the rest. That's awesome. That is really awesome.
That's a really good deal.
My buddy, my college roommate, is actually, he works for the National Youth on Course. And that's his full-time job. He's one of the vice presidents.
So. Golf's one of those things that I started young, so my swing got better when I was young. Like, I was pretty good when I was young. And I kind of had a natural swing. If you start earlier, the earlier you start, I mean, your muscle memory can click in. It can be it's always cool to watch young kids with these good swings. Like, oh, man, that's crazy. In anything. In basketball, it takes longer to be able to have the strength to get the shot up, right? In baseball, you can have a really good-looking swing, but you have to get to a certain strength level. In golf, man, kids can start early, and sometimes they're natural, but even if they don't, they pick it up so early. They're like sponges and everything anyway.
Yep. No, absolutely. Yeah, beautiful swings. Yeah, start early. I didn't start until I was 27 years old. And so that was I made fun of the kids up when we were playing football.
You made fun of somebody?
In sixth and seventh grade. Yeah, we'd make fun of you golfing. What are you, an old man? I mean, get off. What is wrong with you?
Did you have cigarettes rolled up in your sleeve?
Yeah.
What are you, an old man?
What are you, an old man? Here, have a smoke. What are you doing? Anyway,
they would not have let you on a course.
I wish they would have let me. I wish I'd have played golf when I was young. La Raza is here. ¿Qué pasó, La Raza?
¿Qué pasó, Juanito G? ¿Qué pasó, Lancer?
¿Qué pasó?
Well, gentlemen, I had actually two things I wanted to talk about, and I have a schedule for you guys to look up. But first thing I'm going to ask y'all is, do you think the international player now at basketball, like, you know, you got Wemby, Emanyama coming in, and you think this is only, like, dominant players from Europe are going to be seen more coming into the league? Or are you going to see maybe like a resurgence of a dominant basketball player from the United States come up? Because I feel like with Jokic being MVP, finals MVP, and then Joel Embiid becoming the regular MVP,
Giannis.
You know, it's always the foreign.
Yeah, I think they're going to be more highly rated.
Well, he's got a schedule question, too.
No, I know,
make
but
sure
I think
we don't cut him off.
Yeah. I think you're going to be more highly rated.
And then also I was going to say, my scheduling, do you guys look up the average show's dodgeball team? They come out ESPN 8, the Ocho. I think they find the Global Gym Purple Cobras.
Yeah. That's not until – it's supposed to be next Wednesday.
It's next Wednesday?
It's next Wednesday, yeah.
The average Joe's play?
Yeah, next Wednesday.
I thought they were,
but it's a night game.
I thought they already won the title and they're done and they disbanded. It's a new season. You sure about this?
Yeah, they're back.
I think you could watch them anytime you want on direct, on demand.
Well, but you want to see the schedule. What's the new?
Well, good.
What's
all
the
right.
new one? Does
well,
do the Globetrotters
wait till Wednesday? I think
the Globetrotters ever disband? No.
No, but
they keep playing.
The average Joes, I don't know that they're still.
Did the Texans ever disband when things got going bad?
They
stuck it out and kept playing.
They should have.
You know, a lot of times other professional football teams would have just quit. Not Texans. They stayed and continued to collect money. So there you go.
Well, you know who has said goodbye? Shannon Sharp. Shannon Sharp
Did
has
you see
signed
it at all?
Off. I haven't, but you want to hear it?
Yeah, no, I've heard it. It was good. He gave Skip. See, this is the thing. Shannon acknowledges. Stephen A. Smith has said the same thing, too. He's not where he is without Skip Bayless. Shannon Sharp said it yesterday. He's not where he is without Skip Bayless. Skip Bayless understands who will work with him, like what it will look like, what it will sound like. He created Troll Television. He created Troll Media. He created it. He was doing this in the 80s when I was a kid. Trust me. He knows what he's doing. He's very good at it. He's made a fortune doing it, and he's helped others see the light as well. Is it for the betterment of sports? I don't think so.
Nope.
Personally, I think it's not great, but I can tell you this. You'd be amazed. There is a high number of people who are like, this is devastating to me, who live and die with Skip and Shannon. There's a lot of radio. There's a lot of sports fans who love First Take, who love that stuff. There's a lot of us who don't really care for it. I mean, some elements of it are fine. I just think a lot of it is hokey, and I think what it leads to is people saying things they don't really believe in. I think it leads to being so performative that it kind of takes over narratives about sports. I think it has created the wrong focus at times on some things, but people love Shannon. They love Stephen A., and a lot of people love Skip Bayless. Skip Bayless is the guy who started all this, and Shannon Sharp was very appreciative of Skip Bayless here as he said goodbye on First Take yesterday.
Skip Bayless, you fought for me, bro.
Did I?
I'm here because of you. You've allowed me to share the stage with you. You've allowed me to share the platform. I'm going to cry in the car, but I'm not going to cry now. The opportunity that you gave me to become what I became, I'm forever indebted to you. I'll never forget what you did for me. You've helped me grow more than you ever know.
Okay, this is not easy for me either. But
One more thing before you go, Skip. All I ask is when you lay your head on that pillow at night, you know I gave you everything I had.
You did.
I gave you everything I had.
That's good stuff. You know, he's leaving of his own accord because he wanted to get away from it. But, you know, it's difficult, dude, when you do it. You know what else was difficult? Baby Gronk and his dad.
Okay, so I'm not doing having fun with the baby. The Baby Gronk stuff officially got really sad yesterday.
Well, we'll hear
what
it.
What a loser his dad is.
We'll hear it on
what
the other side.
Unmitigated loser.
Right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. All your base are belong to us.
All your base are belong to us.
Live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios at the Clubs at Houston Oaks, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here live from Houston Oaks, where we have the Texas Golf Association State Amateur, 72 holes, warming up today, starts tomorrow, and it is going to be hot. But if you want to come on out, you're more than welcome. Houston Oaks open to the public for you to come and watch and hang out here. If you don't often get a chance to come to Houston Oaks, it's a private club, so this is, and it's just beautiful, just unbelievable. The guys, Chuck Watson and his gang, did an unbelievable job out here. It's just perfect. You know what's not so perfect is Baby Gronk, and Baby Gronk's dad, actually, not so perfect.
Nope.
Baby Gronk has become something of a public figure. Livy Dunn did a video with him. There were rumors that the two are dating. The kids.
No, there's not real rumors.
No. Well, it was.
Well, no. Everyone's played this. Like the internet has taken off with this. The dad's actually trying to make this kid a social media phenomenon, because he's a big kid who's good at youth football, and he did get some attention a few years ago, and now he's popped back up because he was at LSU and Livy Dunn did a video with him.
The dad's a hell of a marketer. I mean, he's got Baby Gronk in the public consciousness.
Yeah,
he's got all kinds of followers. And you know, the dad is kind of happy with that. Here is, they were on Bring the Juice podcast And here are some questions and answers from the hosts with Baby Gronk and his dad.
Are you him is the real question.
Yes.
See, I'm going to punch him in. Punch Ask him that in. Again, bro. Say, man, what kind of question is that? You see my Instagram. Say that. Ready?
All right, hey, ahead. Baby Gronk, are you him?
What kind of question is that? Look at my Instagram.
Would you take her to prom someday?
Hey, no, say it again, bro. You got to say, I already DM'd her and asked her, and she said yes. All right, come on, man. Sit on the mic.
Hey, Baby Gronk, would you take Livy Dunn to prom, you think?
I already DM'd her, and she said yes.
Damn. What kind of tuxedo you getting? OG James Bond style or what?
Yeah. No, hey, say it again, bro.
Hey, what kind of tuxedo you getting?
I'm gonna get a Gucci one. Ready?
Hey, what kind of tuxedo you getting?
I'm going to get a Gucci one.
What are you going to do, you know, to stay sharp and keep your skills up if you're actually not going to go through with middle school and high school?
Just work out.
No. I'm going to get massages. I'm going to get full body massages.
This is awful.
Baddies. All right, ready?
This is here, so...
Go. You want to ask it again, bro?
Yeah.
All right, go.
I saw that you're foregoing middle school and high school football. How are you going to keep preparing yourself to play college football in this whole process?
I'm going to get body massages by baddies.
Anything you want to say before we dip out, Baby Gronk?
I'm the number one fourth grade football player in the world, and Netflix, and that's it. Ready? Stand right there.
Can you see it one more time?
Yeah.
Hey, Baby Gronk, before I wrap up, Bring the Juice, anything you want to say to Bring the Juice Nation today?
I'm the number one fourth grader in the world.
The kid has, he's a fourth grader, and he just...
So the dad's probably thinking, okay, we'll edit all this out where I'm telling them stuff. So ask the question again so that they can get a clean edit.
Yeah.
That is the most pathetic thing in the world. A dad living that vicariously through his son, my gosh. And the kid may be a really good athlete or whatever.
But he doesn't have this...
People have done... We've seen overbearing fathers who have created tremendous athletes. Earl Woods... Richard Williams or two of them, but way more than that. There's been plenty in all of life.
Also been the Marinovich.
Yeah, Todd Marinovich is the ultimate.
Marv
Marinovich for Todd Marinovich is the ultimate cautionary tale. He was way over the top, but this is the 2023 version.
Let's now, who do you feel, if I could ask Lance and John, who do you feel is kind of more over the top, him or LaVar Ball?
God, that's a great question. I'd say him because he's got a fourth grader.
And the fourth grader doesn't have – and he's giving him answers as opposed to letting the fourth grader be – the fourth grader wants no part of this. That's no part of this juice that his father is trying to create.
Well, LaVar,
doesn't have this personality.
No, we didn't hear about LaVar and his kids till they were in Chino Hills. Like, we didn't start – I didn't start hearing about him until – I think LaVar Ball, I heard about when he was at UCLA. I think that's the first time I heard about him. But maybe I'm sure people in California, actually I know that people in California heard about LaVar and the Balls, and especially who's the first Ball? Lonzo, yeah. Lonzo Ball was known probably at Chino Hills, but was really known once he got to UCLA. And LaVar was a guy who just was over the top, arrogant, you know, kind of, but he was a master manipulator and master marketer. And, you know, while I don't always agree with all of it or like all of it, he knew what he was doing with guys who, frankly, two of them became NBA ball players. And LaMelo was on, you know, unfortunately had a really terrible injury that may have an impact on the rest of his career. But he's had a couple sons who are pretty good ball players. This is a fourth grader who's being forced to create, he's being forced into an atmosphere and an attitude of like, I'm going to get body massages from some baddies. I'm going to, like, his dad is basically just wants to live his life through the kid, but not in
he wants
like
the
in an
kid
unhealthy
to have
way.
This personality that the kid doesn't have.
He wants to be the kid. Like, he wants the kid to be what he,
right.
Like, he wants to be able to get inside the body of the kid and live this life. And that's the official end of the Baby Gronk stuff. When that video got out and so many people got their hands on it, oh my gosh, the dad got killed yesterday on social media.
As well he should. Yeah. It's embarrassing. It is cringeworthy. It's awful. You know what? Let the kid, if the kid is a great player, let the kid be the kid.
Unless it's a funny bit that it's baby Gronk.
Well,
but
if
the
kid could answer it himself, if the kid could do that, that'd be one thing. But we saw the kid with Livy Dunn too.
Like
he doesn't have any. He doesn't have this personality.
No. He's just a quiet. Just kid. Probably just likes playing football.
That's all.
And he's got a dad, and his dad said, "I already work with, you know, the dad. You know what his job is? He's a social media director or something like that, where he." Is working with he claims 350 kids, teaching them how to get their social media followings up, working on getting branding, working with trying to get them Oakley deals. And he said, you know, I've got baby Gronk. I've got a kid that I call Mini Mahomes. So basically he just takes a really good player and puts baby or mini or small or little. Like, I guarantee you there'll be, you know, little Tyreek will be somewhere down the road. You'll have that guy, and he'll have him, and he'll take him to Hot 97 or the Breakfast Club. And, oh, look, this is – yeah, you remember me. I'm Baby Gronk's dad. Okay, Baby
it's
Gronk's
so,
dad.
It is so, so sad. I mean, yeah, this kid is going to be – he can't possibly live up to what his dad is doing for him. Unless the kid is great. If the kid really is, man, I just hope – like, at least LeVar stepped out of the way. You know?
Yeah.
We haven't heard from
eventually,
him.
Yeah, actually, he's
– Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, I think part of that's probably his sons probably got to a point where they said, okay,
that's
enough, Dad.
Well, yeah, we want to play now.
And his stupid shoes collapsed. I don't know. Maybe they're still going. I don't know. I've never seen anybody actually wear any.
So, man, oh, man, oh, man, this is just awful. So Jane Slater said, I wasn't going to weigh in here, but this deeply bothers me. His dad sent me messages on IG about taking a picture with his son. I was working at the Star, and he said his son was out of school in 30. I agreed. This kid had no idea who I was. It felt very odd and uncomfortable. I mean, goodness gracious, can we stop? Can this guy – this guy's got to be stopped because it's cringeworthy. All right. We are done. We want to thank – we got News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Thanks to all the guys out here, John Cochran and Mark Button, for coming on the show. Thanks to Mark Hubbard as well for being on the show. Great stuff hearing from a guy who's really succeeding. His paychecks are nice too now. You know what? If Live Golf did nothing else, it raised the bar for everybody, because when you finish 11th, you're kept picking up a nice paycheck. Tied for 6th, he picked up a really big paycheck the other day. So that's awfully nice for a guy who's got a couple of young daughters who he's got to put through school. So that's really, really cool. Really good stuff. News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Don't you go anywhere.
You found ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I can feel it.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums, getting all swollen with a light blue hue to them, fresh and juicy, ready for the picking.
Time now for News of the Weird with John and Lance.
Weird. John and Lance Weird.
News of the Weird.
News.
All right, welcome back here live, our final segment of the day. Charlie Epps is in the house. What up, brother? You can listen to him Saturday mornings right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Lance, let me ask you a question. Do you think if you are in a casket that you should be dead?
Usually.
You think so?
Unless you're filming a movie.
Well, a 76-year-old woman who was declared dead at a hospital in Ecuador was found to be alive and knocking on her coffin during her own wake. Do you think that somebody should have answered the coffin at some point?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I just feel like you should be dead if they put you in a coffin. That's my thought.
Yeah.
Oh, here's a story, Lance. A man who was wanted by the police in connection with an ongoing court case has been found. He was sought after by police. He was wanted on the wanted list by police.
Yeah.
They were able to find him.
Yeah.
He was in prison.
We're going to get this guy no matter what we do. He's just sitting there in prison.
Seems like you should have better records.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're wanted by the police, that they shouldn't already have you in custody.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Or that's actually good news. He's wanted by police. Like, oh, he's been in custody. He hasn't been able to do anything.
Well, that's proof that you didn't commit the crime, probably.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, he was wanted for something.
He was wanted something.
They didn't catch him for something he was wanted for.
Right. New York is suing Hyundai and Kia.
For what?
They're alleging that their cars are too easy to steal. Do you feel like if you're going to steal a Hyundai or a Kia that it should be easy?
No.
I think it should be harder. Typical.
But should you
Do
get
you think
sued?
You should get sued for it?
Do you have a lawsuit for that? They called it a public nuisance.
I guess. A man was arrested outside of Taco Bell. He was caught sunbathing in Lostoft, Denmark, naked, right outside the restaurant. Do you feel like you should go to a more secluded place?
Maybe in Denmark,
Taco Bell isn't that busy.
Well, no, but that's just probably different. Like, the way the lifestyle strikes me as different, but I'm not ordering a chalupa.
No, with a naked guy outside?
I'm not getting a chalupa.
Is this guy busier than you? He said he's retiring as a sperm donor after 65 kids so he can find true love. Do you feel like he has had more kids than you?
It doesn't count if you're just a donator.
What are you talking about?
He fathered 65 kids. Okay, here's something. Unless you have to wake up and you hear it crying in the middle of the night, unless you have to break up a fight like I had to the other day between an 18 and 16-year-old because of one was being too loud when the NBA Finals was over and one was watching Texas versus Stanford and they didn't let
No.
That doesn't count.
That doesn't count
unless you have to
do fathering children?
Yeah. Unless you have to deal with stuff like that. One of your children are threatening to arrest and shoot Johnny Manziel at the age of 3?
What?
Yeah.
No, what? No.
Yeah, Snack said that.
A Philadelphia driver received speeding tickets. Unfortunately, her car was stolen, and it was a thief that was driving.
Now,
and the cops gave her the tickets for speeding.
I had to deal with an issue with one of my license plates got stolen one time. And I had a bunch of toll fees in Delaware.
No.
So, yeah. And it came back to me, sir, you owe us $350 because this has been late for 4 years. Like, what? Excuse me?
Delaware. Never been there.
Oh, it got stolen. Oh, that's fine. I said, I've never been there before. And like, well, just send us some proof and you should be fine. Proof I've never been at. What now? Well, just send us the record of what your car was 4 years ago. I'm like, I do leases with a car company. What are you talking
about? Did you do it?
No, I just let it go.
Okay, when next time you're in Delaware, you got a warrant out for your arrest.
I know. They didn't say anything. And, well, next time I'm in Delaware will be never.
Well, you don't know.
God willing.
A woman uses her own poop to grow food to save money on groceries. Do you feel like you want to grow your own food with your poop?
Oh, I don't want to grow my own food with regular fertilizer. I definitely don't want to do my own. Wow, you are really saving so much money with your fertilizer.
Well, how expensive is your own poop, Lance? Not expensive. Thank you.
How do you make it? With your own food,
eat,
I guess.
Yes.
Well, then now we're in a chicken and egg situation.
Right. Which came first, the poop or the food where it made the poop?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I guess.
Which one?
People can't believe the things you say on the air.
Well, which one? Just tell me. Which came first, the poop or the food that made the poop? That's the question that everybody's asking right now.
What did you just have about white people food?
The lunch of suffering. White people food trends on Chinese social media. A white people food trend has been circulating on Chinese social media with countless citizens either praising or criticizing the purported lack of complex flavors in traditional Western lunches. For example, a bologna sandwich. Lance, do you think that's white people food?
It's actually not.
It's not?
No.
A bologna sandwich is not white people food? It absolutely
fried
is.
Fried bologna sandwich?
No. There appears like...
Find out that is not.
Cold sandwiches, plain vegetables, and crackers and meat. Do you feel like that's white people food?
That sounds like our people.
Yeah. No. We're boring.
Plain vegetables? I don't like that.
I eat a cold cut sandwich every day for lunch.
What do you put on it?
It's mustard, maybe. Or nothing. Or I'll toast the bread and put butter on. That's totally sweet. But while I watch Family Guy after the show every day, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to do that today because we are out here live at Houston Oaks.
Fortunately or unfortunately?
Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to. I love to have my Coke. I love to watch my Family Guy every day.
I get my food and go to the bedroom, get away from everybody, and I'll turn on whatever the show is I'm watching, which right now, tomorrow's a huge day. I got 60 days in starting where the people voluntarily go to jail undercover, and they've got video like filming stuff, and so that's one on A&E. You might want to check out 60 Days In. That starts tomorrow. Black Mirror begins tomorrow. Season 6 of Black Mirror is 6 episodes.
That makes me uncomfortable.
That drops tomorrow. Oh, I love Black Mirror.
With the robot dogs.
There's something else.
I'm sorry.
There's something else coming the 22nd.
I'm sorry. That just makes me uncomfortable.
There's another show that I watch.
That this is the way America is going.
Yeah, because it's right all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's called Metalhead is the episode. And they had robot dogs, like from Boston Dynamics. They had that like in 2017 or 18. And they were right. Only these dogs were hunting down people. Is next.
That is.
I mean, it's coming.
Uncomfortable. You know what else is uncomfortable? Calling the other shows here on your station to ask them the schedules of whatever it is you need. Dash schedule, Dynamo schedule, a European Soccer League schedule. Go ahead. The guys all want to hear from you today.
Or what about farm noises?
What about
farm noises?
And farm noise. And you should make a farm noise, some kind of a rooster or pig noise when you
call.
You
can call about sports.
Absolutely.
Just get a little shot off afterwards.
Absolutely. That should happen all day long. Right here on ESPN 97.5 at 92.5. We will talk to you again tomorrow from the studio. Have a great day, everybody.
Can you hear me?
Washington.
Hello?
You're listening to 97.5, 92.5 ESPN. I'm Dancing Dave. Stick a fork in me because we're done. Dancing Diana will be in the back half of this sound set, and she'll be taking it off like a prom dress, but not before 20 minutes of nonstop power hits. ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Oh, that's so good. ESPN 97.5.com. We keep getting away with it.
He can't keep getting away.